You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Irirangi Poho, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
Welcome back to The Wire. What have you got for us, Ben?
Well, it's only the beginning of the rodeo season in New Zealand, and an animal's actually already been killed just over the weekend. In New Zealand, rodeo encompasses several practices that have been condemned by a wide range of animal welfare groups, and these include calf roping, riding, steer wrestling, and team roping. I spoke with Marianne McDonald this morning from SAFE about where New Zealand is at in regards to rodeo. She says it's hard to know how many animals are being injured or killed because these stats don't get released. It all seems surprisingly unregulated. I asked Marianne McDonald why banning rodeo is such a strong priority for SAFE.
Initially, I'm interested to know how long has SAFE been calling for a ban on rodeo in New Zealand?
Well, it's been several years that we've been campaigning against rodeo because of the cruelty involved to all the animals involved. And, I mean, we're really appalled that a horse was killed at the Methven Rodeo at the weekend. I mean, it was the beginning of the season, and that just sets the stage for the cruelty that's going to inevitably unfold throughout the season. Because it's not just the animals that are killed and injured that we're concerned about. It's the fact that rodeo inherently causes distress to animals. Basically, horses, bulls, calves, they're riled up into wildly bucking. Use tight, irritating flank straps, and they have spurs dug into their sides. That's what gets these docile animals into the ring to perform.
And are these animals ever familiar with what they're doing, or do they just pick them at random and they sort of have one go in the ring and that's that?
Some of the animals are actually put through this over and over again. This is one of the things that the Rodeo Cowboys Association has come up with, some new suggested practices to sort of appear like they care about animal welfare, which really is a joke when every time they chase a calf or they jump off a horse and wrench a steer's neck around so far that they fall over, that's the sort of training that they're doing on these animals. This is animal abuse, pure and simple, and that's why we want to stop it.
What do you think about children being drawn into this? I know there's children on calves even. That really surprised me. What is SAFE's opinion on that?
The use of calves is particularly of concern to SAFE, and even the government's advisors, NAWAC, the National Animal Welfare Advisory Committee, they say that calves should not be used in rodeo events. And you just see the fear in the eyes of these little animals when they're dragged to a halt with a rope around their neck, thrown to the ground, have their legs tied together. That's called calf roping. Or when they're forced out into the ring with someone on their back, they put children on the backs of these calves but force them to buck with irritating flank straps. This is appalling cruelty. That's why even the Labour government has a policy to get rid of the use of calves in rodeo.
Is the National Animal Welfare Advisory Committee doing enough to protect animals involved in rodeo events, do you think?
Well, we're really disappointed that the National Animal Welfare Advisory Committee brought out at the beginning of last week a report that was on rodeo, and we'd been looking forward to them actually making recommendations to stop these events. But instead, all they did was say that they should set up a forum of rodeo participants and so-called animal welfare officers that are chosen by the rodeo organisers. I mean, this is just rodeo rules being set by the rodeo, and, you know, we know that's just going to continue the animal abuse.
What's your response to the hidden camera footage that came out of the Warkworth Rodeo earlier this year?
The hidden camera footage from Investigators Farm Watch showed the sorts of practices that go on outside of public view. The way that animals are pushed, shoved, kicked, and even prodded with electric prods. That was what the hidden camera footage showed. This is what people who go along thinking it's a fun day out, they don't see what goes on before these animals are forced into the ring. That's why we'd recommend everybody to stay away from this. I mean, this is, you know, the bullying of animals, and it needs to stop.
The New Zealand Rodeo Cowboys Association president says that the recent incident with the horse, you know, that recent death, was a rare accident. Do you buy that?
We don't know how many animals are actually injured or killed in rodeos because the figures don't come out publicly. But however many are killed or injured, can't get away from the fact that rodeo is inherently about distressing animals to make them perform. Otherwise, without that, rodeo is nothing. And it's really about bullying. And, I mean, this is something we particularly concerned that young children are encouraged to participate in rodeo and also to go along and watch. It's giving a really damaging message to these impressionable children that it's okay to bully animals for fun. And we're trying to get rid of bullying. And certainly rodeo is something that needs to be got rid of as well.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
We've got a compassionate government who like to appear that they care about all these issues. But I think animal issues are being left out of this. If our government really want to be seen as compassionate, they need to put their money where their mouth is and ban rodeo.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.